This is Ia Dossey with WSQL News. According to the Asheville Citizen-Times, former Representative Charles Taylor blamed increased federal regulations and a bad economy for the Blue Ridge Savings Bank closing last Friday. But regulators said Blue Ridge Savings Bank had failed to keep enough capital last year after being cited in late 2008 for poor management and a large number of bad loans. The bank's 11 branches opened Monday for business under new ownership. But according to regulators, Blue Ridge had run afoul before the economic downturn. In 2003, a federal jury convicted former Silva attorney Thomas Jones of giving Blue Ridge Savings false documents to obtain $1.3 million in fraudulent loans for a former Jackson County car dealer and a Taylor supporter, Charles Cagle. Cagle and Hayes Martin, the bank's former president, received 2 years of probation on bank fraud and money laundering charges. Both Taylor and regulators say that customers will be able to use ATM cards, write checks, and make deposits under the new ownership just as they did before. The Transylvania Times reports that one-stop voting begins on Thursday, October 20th, for eligible voters who live within the city limits of Brevard and town limits of Rosman. Voters may cast their ballots at the Transylvania County Board of Elections office on South Gaston Street in Brevard. The office will be open from 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. One-stop voting ends on Saturday, November 5th, and on that day, the elections office will be open from 8:30 to 1. Two writers with Brevard College connections will sign their books at Highland Books at 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd. Everyone is invited to meet Reed Gilbert and Eston Roberts. Gilbert graduated from Brevard College in 1951 and is a specialist in Appalachian literature, specifically tall tales and storytelling. He will be signing his book, Trickster Jack. Eston Roberts taught English and served as Dean of Students at Brevard College and currently lives in Cedar Mountain. He will be signing his novel, White in the Moon, and two volumes of poetry. Highland Books is located on North Broad Street across from Brevard College. According to the Transylvania Times, the county's Center for Dialogue is merging its administration with sister centers in Buncombe and Henderson counties. Executive Director Susan Miller said the decision to consolidate arose mainly from a loss of funding, state funding for community mediation centers. Currently, the center provides both youth and adult services and programs, many of which are made possible by a team of 35 volunteer mediators. The local agency was established 23 years ago and serves 1,500 to 1,800 people a year. The merge will not affect the services that the center offers. And in sports, the Lady Blue Devils tennis team swept the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Girls Tennis Tournament. All six team players advanced to regional play at Garner-Webb University next weekend. Both Brevard College men and women's soccer teams had rough games last week, both losing to Anderson University's Trojans. The men's score was 2-0 and the women's score 3-0. This has been Ia Dossey with WSQL News.